Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Creation Lightship Healing here on bbsradio.com. We're on station one tonight. It is Wednesday, April the 24th of the year 2013. And we are going to be doing our usual Wednesday clearing profile night tonight. And we have an interesting show planned for you on the topic of cording. And we're going to go through a few different clearings on this topic tonight. But before we get started on that, I don't want to forget to have the light being activated. So if you guys would like to scroll down on the bbsradio.com/creationlightship page till you find that nice big picture of the light being face and pull that up. And Ron, are you out there? Are you ready for some peace energy?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Put into the light being.
Okay, here we go. So bring the male energies in. So one, two, three, and they're connecting. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie dokie. And let's activate also, which we haven't done for a long time. Let's do the lightship insignia. So again, you want to scroll down a ways for that too. This will be the 12 source energies coming through for you. They come. So there. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everybody. So, doing a cording call tonight. Let's just have people maybe enter in on the fast chat, maybe a cording location, maybe in their body or someplace that you would like to have released. So we'll just leave that open just for that only tonight. So we can just look at it and just see what people would like to have released. But the show's going to be quite interesting as we get into alien stuff here. So we'll turn it back over to Carrie. Are you out there, Carrie?
Yeah. So if you go on Ron's website, creationlightship.com, and type in the word cording or cords, there are many clearings that will come up, so we're just going to cover a few of them tonight. But there are quite a number of them covering all kinds of interesting things that we can get uncorded from. So, Ron, maybe you want to begin just by, for anybody who isn't familiar with this idea, or perhaps a new listener, describe what a cord is. What's it made of? How does it happen? What is a cord?
Okay, it's an energetic energy that connects to you, so it's invisible, although some people can actually see them, but it's an invisible energy that normally is not seen by anybody, and it connects to you or other things. It can go from you to someone or from someone to you and back and forth, and it just takes away your life force energy. And how are they caused? Well, cording is done by people's thoughts. And when you think of a person, not only are you bringing them into your room, you are also connecting to them as you think of them. So let's just play this little game here real quick. So think of one of your grandparents, okay? Well, naturally, what do you see them as? Are they waving goodbye to you in a car? Are they sitting on a comfortable chair? Do you remember them when maybe they were holding you on their knee when you were really young? So you have a picture of them. Now, once you see what that picture is, then where are you connecting to them? Are you connecting to their face because they're smiling at you? Or maybe they caused you some type of pain and they harmed you. So what are you thinking of then? And automatically you're corded just by your thoughts. So all of your thoughts cord you to a person, You can also get corded to other things. You could be corded to your car. You could be corded to a pet or animal. You could be corded to anything that's around, but it may not give you energy. If you think about a flower, and the flower is in bloom right now, and it's still here, you could actually suck the life force energy out of the flower if you were strong enough to do so. So that's much like people who can bend spoons. How do they bend a spoon? They focus on it. Their thoughts do that, and they're actually changing the molecular structure of the metal, and the spoon bends. So that's how powerful your thoughts are. They can harm people. You probably have seen things on TV or different programs, maybe from the past. Somebody would sit down and do something, you know. It's done all the time. That's why I have the Dark Side Practitioner on, the website, and the curses clearing, because people do things to other people, and that's all energetic cordings. So they're connecting to you, and their intent of what they're thinking goes to you, and that can cause you harm. And what probably happens to most people who are corded, they are corded by, we'll say, a practitioner who is paid to interfere with your life, you may be getting all of the other emotional energies from everybody else that this person has courted, making your situation even worse. If you think that you're sending somebody good vibrations, well, you're sending them your emotional vibrations, and then you have an extra load on you of their emotions, even though that you think they're sending you love, or they're saying they're sending you love, then all of a sudden, much like you're doing a prayer, but a prayer normally involves an alien out there that they're connecting to connect with you, through them, but it's all the same stuff. An energetic cord is a very negative thing. So it is all energy, and that's the way it works. And it takes away your life force and steal your energy from you. There's the movie out, came in 09, it was out in 09, which was Number 9. So if you look at Number 9 movie, little animated cartoon, you'll be able to see what the dark side does, stealing spirit souls out of these little beings. That's the same thing. So that's what it's all about. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and Ron, can energy travel in both directions down a cord, or are they only going to travel in one direction, from the person that you're cording back to you, energy coming to you from them, or can it go in both directions?
It can go in both directions. I would imagine a practitioner that is taught to do these spells on people and stuff normally would tend not to want to take on your energy. Maybe they have some spiritual practice from the people that they were taught from, or they have a lineage going back, 500 years doing this type of black magic on somebody. They may have been schooled on how not to have their energy stolen. But typically, I would say for most people, they're not trained in that, so they're going to be opening themselves up to the person's energy. Think of somebody that has pain, automatically you may have pain in your body in the same place. Massage practitioners, it's done that way. Touching somebody, but it's still like an energetic cord because they're making the connection to the person, and they may be using their quote-unquote, we'll say, psychic abilities to figure out where to rub or massage a person. That's mind energy connecting, so you're putting a cord out to know where to go to. Going fishing, we'll say, and all of a sudden you find the fishing hole, the right spot, and then you start working there. And all of a sudden, you're connected to that person. The person leaves feeling very nice and maybe healed, possibly, at least I think so. And you ended up with the residue. That's from the cording. Oh, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so we do have a few requests. You are asking people to type in body parts that they might like some cording release from. And Randy is asking about his legs. He had a hard day at work, so I guess his legs are kind of maybe aching. So I don't know if that would be cords or what that would be, but
you could try that. I'd want to know whereabouts. So if it's, I don't know, it'd be best to say the location. maybe thighs, knees, calves, ankles, feet. So kind of,
right.
It'll be a little harder to do a whole leg because you could have hundreds of cords there.
Okay,
too hard
Randy,
to take away 100
of them. Type in wear on your leg, and while you're doing that, Donna is requesting a cording release from the eyes.
Okay, so here we go. So I'm assuming that somebody is cording your eyes. This is how we're kind of approaching this here, that somebody saw you, they put out a cord to your eyes, so we're going to take that cord away. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five, and one, oh boy, two, three, four, and five, and I'll just snap my finger to save some time here. There we go. Taking away some cords. There. That should be good. And just see if your eyes feel a little better. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so we have a couple of questions about this. Ron Stephanie is wondering if we're in our hearts, and think of someone, she's wondering if the cord will still occur, connect.
It would probably be really hard to think of somebody in your heart.
Yeah.
Oh, you need to get back into duality. That's kind of the way it sort of is. It's possible that you might be able to go into the darkness here a little bit. To think of somebody. Normally, when you're in your heart, then everything around you is disconnected and there's no cords whatsoever. No energy around from things cording you because you're not living in this time or on this timeline that you're in now when you're listening to this program. So you're mainly out of time right now. But when you start to go into your heart more, doing the mind to heart drop, then automatically you will not be on a timeline. Peace. And when you're in peace, then there's no thoughts for peace because the light doesn't judge anything and all thoughts are judgment. And from there, you're at peace. Nothing can really come to you that would take you out of that until you choose to get into the duality of life here. So and it is hard to live in that space. You can come into it a little bit here, into duality. That's the best way to be and be mainly in peace energy. So you need to step out a little bit into the normal affairs so that you're able to live life. Otherwise, you may become very basic to your friends in a sense because you won't really have any drive left. Though you may want to do something, you'll be doing what you want to do and not necessarily what they want you to do. You're off of their timeline. So back to you, Carrie.
So does that mean, Ron, if we're in our hearts, does that mean cords coming at us from other people wouldn't stick to us either or just that we
It
want
may
to
stick
generate?
To your body, but it'd be if your body is not on this timeline, then you don't exist. In fact, we'll do one here for Peter in Australia. And the reason, hi Peter, I'm waving at you here. So the reason why I picked on Peter, not that I'm picking on him, he's probably laughing, because he's in Australia. So everybody who's reading the fast chat, who is probably somewhere else, and Ophelia, I think, is in Singapore, okay? So automatically, probably everybody else is here in the States. And so right away, when you see Peter in Australia, you might think of how it looks in Australia. Don't know what Peter looks like, but you're probably connecting to something there in Australia. Maybe you've heard about all the little critters there that can bite and sting you, or maybe the Aborigines or something. But you are probably going there in your mind according to what you know about. And you're actually putting an energetic cord there. So let's take off, if there is any cords from Peter going to him, from people on the fast chat, we're going to take that away. And then we're going to take it away from Australia. So the reason why I'm doing it for Peter is because we have two energies there, his name, and also being living in Australia, plus in a different location. If you just typed in, like, you know, just say, I'm Joe from, Arizona. Well, that really wouldn't mean too much to anybody in the States here, you know. But Australia, that's a place that probably nobody's been to, but they've seen pictures. Well, you're connecting to mainly Australia. We're going to take it away from Peter just in case an energetic cord to him. But I think Australia would be where the cords are basically going to from people connecting to that. So here we go. Good enough of Peter. Ready, Peter? Here we go. So one, probably ducking. Two, covering himself up. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Here we go. That should feel pretty good, Peter, if anybody's connected to you. Now we'll do the country of Australia. So it's whatever you think there. We have kangaroo there being typed in. It could be anything else that's there. So whatever you've seen on TV or movies, here we go. So one, taking that cord away from you. Now you should be able to see Australia, just a word, not really a picture of what you thought was there. So releasing that. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. So look at what you first thought of Australia. And very possibly, you may not have that connection to it any longer. Back to you, Carrie.
All right. So we have a few more body part requests. Going back to Randy, it's his calves that he was wanting to be decorded.
Okay, here we go. Calves. So one, two, three, four. Oh, man, that's heavy. Five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. So that cord is from people that maybe he talked to about being tired, or maybe they sensed the energy there of being lower than normal, so they connected to it because it wasn't what it was when he probably started work. I'm going to do one more clearing here. So let's just kind of go out on another little tangent here. Let's assume that the Earth energies from the aliens that connect the grid lines are cording you from below. So, here we go. Let's work with calves again. Let's see if this energy can get released as the aliens are looking up at you up there. Or, you know, you're way high, and they go, ah, person has great-looking calves, and we want to take their energy. Naturally, you will get tired. So here we go, taking away the alien energetic cords that are probably connected to or through a grid line that you're walking on. So this is almost like our sci-fi show. This will be a preview maybe for Friday. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Oh, boy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. So we'll see what that does for everybody. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and it looks like Pete's saying he's feeling so free now, so that's very nice. RD is asking whether shrink wrapping will help us protect ourselves from being corded if we shrink wrap.
Yes, it can. I won't say it's 100%. shrink wrapping is mainly to make yourself invisible for people around you because you're not leaking any of your life force energy out, which they can attach to. So that could possibly help out because people will not recognize you as being a human life form. I can say that again, listener. So if you do a shrink wrap, which means that you take your body energy, your auric field, and you bring it right to your body, and then that way you're not leaking any energy. People may actually have people comment that they did this, they didn't want to be touched by people during Christmas, and sometimes people wouldn't even see them, and they'd bump into them because they were not showing up as a life form. They weren't even in any energy. And then other people would say, yeah, I went to a shopping mall, and I just walked around and felt completely free. Nobody talked to me. Nobody looked at me for the same reason. So it kind of works both ways. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and Randy is saying thank you. His legs are feeling much better. What a difference, he says. So that all those samples you just did would come under the whole life coding to people clearing, and then also this is the kind of thing that you do on your Tuesday calls, right? The 5:30 Pacific time decoding calls.
Yeah, we locate different body locations. And we take away the energetic cords that is taking away your energy from other people. Well, almost always the cords are what you want to get released from you. It is possible that you could cord somebody, which probably happens all the time anyway, but we're mainly looking at people that are connected to you, taking away your life force energy. That's against your free will. Oh, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so if anybody listening isn't familiar with those decoding calls on Tuesday at 5:30 Pacific, you can go onto Ron's website, creationlightship.com, and right up near the top there, you can click on the where it talks about the weekday coding calls and find out how to sign up for those. We do have a few more body part requests. Ron, do you want to do those, or do you want to move on? I wasn't sure. I think you said you one more, but I'm not sure if you knew we had a few
requests. Let's just try something. Maybe a lot of you out there go to work and you sit. And you sit in your chair or seat or something, right? Or you drive a lot. So you spend a lot of your time sitting. And if you have a job where you're sitting in a chair, you could be there for the 8 hours, you know, of time, except for when you're up, you know, moving around. Let's assume that you go to work and you get to your little cubicle or your office. Now you look at your chair that you're sitting in, and it's been there for 25 years, you know, an old chair. Your boss doesn't want to pay for a new one. Maybe it doesn't feel too comfortable to you, but you sit on it anyway. Maybe you brought a cushion with to help it out, but you look at the chair, and this will be an object clearing. Think, oh, this chair is awful. And maybe you thought about that, you know, a long, long time ago, and it doesn't really come up in your memory now as being something that you corded. But when you look at it, all those energetic cords come to you from the past. And the poor chair now, you're taking away its life force or what it has, the objects in it as far as the material, we'll say, molecules from the chair, how it's made. It's probably metal and cushion, you know, and fabric. And if it's, you know, is in a sense organic, we'll say not synthetic, then it would probably have energies associated with it. But you're looking at it, and you're actually probably doing a curse on the chair because you don't like it. Hey, you probably all got that. So now you notice that your butt's getting larger and more rounded, and one side is flat, you know. So we're going to do a cording here. Release on the chair that you're sitting on. So here we go. And maybe by doing this, you may get yourself released from the spell that you put on your chair about how you hate it, right? And now it's connected to you. And now you can go to work and say, you know, my boss isn't going to spend $100 for this nice chair that I want to get, but I'll buy it myself and bring it to work. Idea. Anyway, here we go. Taking away your energetic cord from your chair. So releasing this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So hopefully your rear end isn't flat and now it's more rounded. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Wow, we probably all got tingly butts right now with energy coming back. Thank you, Ron. So you mentioned the object clearing, and that is another whole life clearing that we can do. And Ron, we talked about some objects that you might do some samples on for people, and one of them was your wedding ring, a wedding ring if you wear one. So if you guys want to type in some objects that you know you've been courted to, Ron's going to do a few samples. So do you want to start with wedding rings? A lot of people, of course, have been married, and a lot of people have been married multiple times and probably have a wedding ring that doesn't go with a current marriage that they probably like to be decorded from.
Yeah, and it may even be in a box. So.
Yeah.
And or maybe you think about it, and maybe you had to go hawk it or something, after the relationship, or you wanted to sell it to somebody, but you still think of it. Look at a picture of you and the person, possibly, and you see that ring. Maybe it was just throwing out a number. Maybe it was $10,000, you know? I don't know if that's expensive or not for a wedding ring, but we'll just say that's what it costs. And now you wish you had that $10,000 because you sold it, and now you'd like to get the money over again, but you see it on your picture. So here we go, and you're still courted to that. So one, releasing that. Two, and even if it's off your finger, you might kind of feel your finger where it was connected around you. Probably still there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll just see what happens there. So back to you, Carrie. We'll get
okay.
The next object here.
Well, Iron Man is saying, I think people called my wallet and credit cards. That's an interesting one.
Okay, let's take the energy out of them.
A lot.
They'll be able to sense it too much because it's not you. But maybe when you pick them up later and want to use them, they might feel different. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There we go. That's done.
Okay. And I'm just thinking of an object that we pretty much all interact with all the time, and we are right now doing this show, all of us probably. Oh, that reminds me, Sharina, BBS, if you're listening, Sharina says that the call-in listening number to listen to the show isn't working. I don't know if you guys read that, but if you want to see if that's working. So unless you're trying to listen on the phone, we're all using our computers, Ron, and we tap away at our keyboards every day, so that probably would be a nice sample to do for everybody.
Okay, so let's do your fingers then. That's quarter to the keys, because you have to use your fingers to type. So here we go. So we'll do left hand. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Right hand, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay.
Okay. All right. So let's see. So that kind of goes over the sort of object idea. I don't see any other requests right now for objects, but I know, Ron, you wanted to while we're on objects before we move on, you just wanted to cover the crystal skull as an object, and there is a separate crystal skull energy cording clearing on Ron's website. We haven't talked about this one in a while, and Ron wanted to just have a little bit of time to talk about that one and maybe do some samples. It's also available online at creationlightship.com. That one is just $25. So, Ron, do you want to talk about the crystal skull energy and why we don't want to cord to those objects?
Well, anything that's physical, and that would be, and typically they were maybe brought here by aliens, and planted here and to be discovered sometime, and now they're kind of popping up. And they have popped up, so people are kind of intrigued to pick them up, touch them. They make little small ones. People give them names, etc. So you have your own pet alien. And then the big ones, who knows what they're doing. Some people tell me that they're great. One lady loves them, and she likes the big one, big skulls, and she'll put it against her forehead and get all this information and everything else. And for me, it's like run, don't walk. But we'll see. Here we go. Well, you probably heard of crystal skulls or saw pictures of them. They're here for a reason. So here we go. And they're physical. Anything physical will have energy on it, and that's probably the aliens that brought them here to emanate us. So here we go. Crystal skulls, if you think of one or know of one, seen one, I want to do a clearing to release the cording from you. I can't guarantee it'll be all the cords, but we'll get the ones that we can right now. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, just see how you feel about that. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and Ophelia is asking, what is a crystal skull? I think you pretty much answered that, but they're crystals that have been carved or somehow made into the shape of a skull, and there are some very big famous ones, a group of 12 or 13 of them, and then there are lots of little replicas of them all over the place. You can find them in metaphysical stores and at expos and so forth, so Ron is just strongly suggesting that we don't connect with those energies. Let's see, so, okay, so Randy is bringing up the topic of alien planets, which is, I know, something that you wanted to do on this cording show tonight, Ron, so unless we get any more object request, which I don't see right now, I guess we can move on to the alien attack page, where there are places to do cording disconnections to do with aliens. So most of you are familiar with the alien attack page, and I'm just trying to pull that up because it's real name. We refer to it as the alien attack page all the time, but it's not actually really called that. Its name is, if you have not used this before, is Eliminating Alien Attacks, Shapeshifters, and Alien Parasites. That's the real name of the Alien Attack page, and you can find that at creationlightship.com. Scroll down on the home page on the left-hand side. Go down a little ways, and you'll come to a link that you can click on for that. So there are a couple of sections or options within this page to do some decoding. So let's see. There's option number 3 is alien implant removal, which Ron, you were saying to me, you know, that there would be cords to those implants also. So do you want to talk a little bit about option number 3 and the implants that we get from aliens in our body?
Yeah, there's two implants. They're more common ones that I see when people have an alien implant, they may have something that's bothering them. They might feel maybe a little lump, possibly, or they just feel some kind of pain and don't know where they got it. All of a sudden, it came in. I've removed cameras out of people's eyes and, let's say, microphones out of their ears. And all of a sudden, they can hear and see better. So that's, others will say, implant devices. A lot of people just think of an implant as, like you see on TV, like a little piece of rice. It'd be silver in color, and they don't know where it came from, and there's a metal here that looks like it, and they wonder what it is or what it does. That's the ones that people normally are familiar with, but the invisible ones are probably maybe, you know, 1,000 times more in us than those ones that you can actually detect and see. That would be more physical. So here we go. Alien implant removal. So let's work on, let's see here. Let's do heart. So releasing implant that could be in your heart to see how you're feeling. One. Wow, two, yawning a lot, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And this will only work for one time for you on an archive here on the implants. Here we go. So another one, we'll do lungs. One, two, three, four, five, six, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So this is just one implant, and you could have 20 of them. Hard to say. There may be more. So let's do eyes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. We'll work with an implant that could be on your adrenals, making you maybe tired. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's heavy. 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10. So see if that helps you, everybody. That's on the alien attack page, where you could probably even go through and put down maybe body organs or something, I believe. Go through the page and just check it out. See what you can do to help yourself. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Yeah, I feel kind of dizzy from that. I'm not sure which one I was feeling, but I feel something in my head and I'm dizzy. So the next one for helping us with the cording situation is option number 7, and that is alien life forms, cording to alien life forms, option number 7.
Okay, so let's do ones that we know of here. There's ones that you don't know about, but let's do the octopus energy. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That's probably one octopus energy being taken away. We'll do mosquitoes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And let's do ticks. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And maybe wasps, yellow jackets. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And let's see here. Let's do jellyfish on top of your head. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll also do ace. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay? Just a little sampling there. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and then while we're on the life form topic, well, maybe we can do one more run. We've got about 8 minutes left in the show, and there are three questions I'm trying to get to over at CLS Questions. So if you talk about orbs a lot, and so maybe a cording release from orbs that we have had with us.
Hey, so if you knew the orbs kind of are around you, they're like the little scouts that connect to the jellyfish energy that rests on the top of your head and working through your crown chakra. Just think of all those tentacles attaching to your body as it drapes down around you.
Lovely.
Orbs are there to maybe find out which cellular memory to awaken in you, and also connect to your thoughts and your consciousness to connect you more to the aliens. So here we go, orbs. Website, we have different colors for the different orbs, so this will be it's quite interesting to do that clearing. Here we go, an orb clearing. Smiley faces people think of sometimes. They show up a lot in spiritual events. Well, there's a lot of mental stuff going on, and a lot of listeners, that's where they show up a lot. And you see them in photographs, so whenever I'm sure they're, on around a lot of churches now, and people doing special work because the orbs are there to steal your energy. I guess the practitioners also enhance their work, and the orbs come to steal more of it. So here we go, orbs. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and they can take away your consciousness while you fall asleep. Hello. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. One more time for the orbs. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Oh,
okay.
What if you found an alien, okay? Person that looks kind of alien to you. We'll take away some cords from that person here. We'll just see what happens. So you may know one. If you don't, then it may not work for you. So here we go. Take away cords that connected. If you know somebody, they're probably connecting to your heart. So let's work with the heart energy. Got a cord there. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. Okay, back to you.
All right, and then so that was option number 7 on the alien attack page, and then option number 8 is alien planet cording. So, Ron, maybe you can just do a disconnection sample of maybe 2 planets that we're
okay,
according
so
to.
We have 2 major ones that's probably affecting us. The first one would be the moon. We'll just look at that one here as an alien planet. At least the one that you're looking at, is it real out there? I don't know. But it shows up and affects a lot of things here. People are corded heavily to the moon. Moon cords them. It also cords this planet. Oh, here we go, the moon. 1, this is to release the energy that is cording you from the moon. So pick a body location. We'll release that from you. So remember, there could be, 500 cords from the moon attaching to you for different energy drains off you. One of those here. The body location. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And a lot of people talk about Saturn, so we'll do that one also. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Carrie, I'll turn it back over to you again.
Okay, so we've got just 2 minutes left. We're finishing a little early tonight. Ron has another show coming up at the top of the hour. So if you go to creationlightship.com on the homepage, over on the right-hand side, just scroll down till you see the radio icons, and then you'll find your route to the next show. The intensives are just we've got three or four questions now over at CLS Questions, but I think actually all of them would be good questions for Friday night's show. So I don't want to read them out now because we've only got a minute and a half left, and nobody will get a nice thorough answer. So if you guys can repost your questions for Friday, we'll do those at the beginning of the show on Friday, and which is same time, 7 p.m. excuse me, Pacific, 10 Eastern, and over on Station 2 here on bbsradio.com. So May intensive dates, I just want to quickly let everybody know those. It's not up on the website yet, and an email will be going out in the next few days, I think, for the dates, but just in case you want to write them down on your calendar now. The Saturday call will be on May 11th, and then the three Sunday 8-hour intensives will be May 12th, 19th, and 26th. So 11, 12, 19 and 26. Hope you guys have enjoyed the show tonight. So we've been talking about cording. We've sort of talked about the whole life object, the whole life people. Tuesday's cording, decording call that Ron does every week at 5:30 Pacific. You can find all of these at creationlightship.com and the way to get onto the call, Tuesday call, also through creationlightship.com. And I think that's it, Ron. Anything else you want to add before we sign off? And thank you for all the samples tonight, by the way.
Got our water charging tonight, and tomorrow is the release of replicas of you. So this is our special call that we have on Thursday. So by all means, want to feel a little better, get on this call, 5:30 Pacific. It's $20. Oh, we'll see you later. Thank you, Carrie. Hopefully you all enjoyed till tonight.
Thank you, Ron.
I have to get stuff released from you in order to have healing begin. Otherwise, locked with this energy in your body, then there's no way to heal because energy has taken the place of where your spirit should be. So blessings, everybody. See you later.
Night-night.
Thank you, Carrie.
Thank you.